You're listening to SBS News.
There is probably only a slim possibility of people being reinfected with COVID-19, according to the World Health Organization. The statement follows reports in Hong Kong that a man had contracted the coronavirus for a second time after an interval of more than 4 months. WHO spokeswoman Dr. Margaret Harris has downplayed concerns that the development could herald a new alert.
The other important thing to note is the numbers are very, very small. So this is one documented case in over 23 million, and we will probably see other documented cases. But it seems to be not a regular event. We would have seen many more cases.
Professor Francois Ballou, the director of the Genetics Institute at the University College London, says it appears the second infection was with a slightly different strain of the virus.
It's not bad news. I really like to insist on that. The very positive aspect is that this person has been reinfected with a completely different strain. And as we predicted, or let's say as the optimistic people, or the optimistic scientists predicted, let's say the second time it led to no symptoms. So the person was not ill. So it is actually pretty good news. What would have been bad news is if this person upon reinfection had been very ill. That would have been terrible.
In the UK, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is insisting schools are safe amid fears from parents and teachers that current social distancing measures will not protect children from the coronavirus. Schools in Britain are set to fully reopen in September for the first time since the coronavirus pandemic shut them down more than 5 months ago. He says the scientific evidence points to the safety of schools.
All our scientific advice is that schools are safe. It's absolutely crucial that people understand that. There's far more risk to the well-being of our children from not going to school than there is from the disease. So that's my priority. On the issue of whether or not to wear masks in some contexts, you know, we'll look at the changing medical evidence as we go on. If we need to change the advice, then of course we will.
The Association of Southeast Nations Economic Ministers have started a 5-day virtual summit to discuss cooperation within the bloc and with its partners amid the coronavirus pandemic. During the meeting, the ministers are set to finalise the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, a free trade agreement between ASEAN and its partners, including Australia, China, Japan, South Korea and New Zealand. Vietnamese Trade Minister Tran Thuan An addressed the meeting via video conferencing.
We need to kickstart a regional recovery to let the way out of the crisis and laying foundations for a more developed and sustainable ASEAN economic community.
In South Africa, health and education workers have been protesting outside the National Health Laboratory Service amid growing anger over staff shortages and a lack of protective equipment during the pandemic. The National Health Department released figures earlier this month, reporting that 240 health workers had died from COVID-19, 203 of whom worked in the public sector, and more than 27,000 infected. Judah Mpati is the Health Workers Union Branch Secretary.
We are in a war with the employer. And a war has got a tendency of having fatalities. And it's unfortunate that when those fatalities are happening, it is our own people who are affected. But if we don't demonstrate the way we are demonstrating, no one is taking us serious. It looks like boardroom talks, it's a waste of time at this point in time.
Jamaica's Minister of Health has confirmed that legendary sprinter Usain Bolt has tested positive for the novel coronavirus. The government says Bolt was aware of the results and his recent contacts were being traced. Prime Minister Andrew Holness issued this warning.
I must send a strong message to all Jamaicans that there is no room for complacency. The health authorities have advised that our surge in cases can be clearly linked to a number of activities. Church conventions, funerals, parties and gatherings above the 20 rule. There are a number of pictures and videos that have been circulating of parties with no mask wearing, no social distancing, etc. Today, social media has been avidly discussing the positive result of our beloved Usain Bolt. There are also reports of an activity relating to Usain Bolt. Now, these matters are all being thoroughly investigated.
Finally, a 4.5-ton bronze sculpture of a silverback mountain gorilla named King Nyani has been placed by the City Parks Department in Bella Abzug Park in the Hudson Yards neighborhood of Manhattan in New York City. Spokeswoman Lauren Pelosi says the sculpture by Australian artists Gilly and Mark Chatner is meant to bring awareness to the endangered animals and to bring a new cultural amenity to the city amid the pandemic.
This is King Nyani. He is a 4.5-tons bronze gorilla. He came all the way to New York City from Australia. He's friendly, he's welcoming. He has his arms wide open for you to sit in. Up to 3 people could fit in his hands. He's here to really bring awareness to the endangered species of gorillas.
The sculpture will be up for the next 9 months, and you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.